The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and especially this program, today's special. Salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, and welcome to this episode under the topic of sleeping. Of course, we'll look at sleeping in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. Without you, you're the reason that I strive. You're my
open the calendar. Today, Wednesday, is the 7th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Allah's book, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 255. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardh. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
Allah, there is no deity except Him, the ever-living, the sustainer of all existence. Neither drowsiness overtakes Him, nor sleep. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. Who is it that can intercede with Him except by His permission? He knows what is before them and what will be after them. And they encompass not a thing of His knowledge except for what He wills. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and their preservation tires Him not. And He is the Most High, the Most Great.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Upon the importance and excellence of this verse, the only holy tradition narrated from the Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, is enough. Imam Baqir says, "The one who recites Ayatul Kursi once, Allah will remove 1,000 unbecoming things from his worldly unbecoming affairs, the easiest of which is poverty, and 1,000 unbecoming things from his affairs in the hereafter, the easiest one among which is the pain of grave."
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal iman. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal iman.
What is Islam's view on sleep? In excess sleep, there are many evils. Even if it is done in the way recommended, too much sleep is brought about by excess drink, and excess drinking is brought about being excessively satiated. Both of these things weigh heavily on the self to keep it from obedience, and they harden the heart from reflection and humility. Make your sleep your last affair in this world. Remember Allah with your heart and your tongue. Let your obedience to Allah overpower your wrongdoings and seek help from Him while you sleep, fasting until the morning prayer, since if you are awakened at night, Satan whispers to you, "Sleep again, you still have a long night," for he wants you to miss the time of intimate contemplation and exposure of your state before your Lord. Do not be distracted in seeking forgiveness at dawn, for at that time there is much yearning for those in devoted supplication.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin istain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the importance of sleeping. It's indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the Quranic surahs at-Tawheed, al-Falaq, and an-Nas before going to bed and before sleeping. At the same time, there were some Quranic verses, some special prayers that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite whenever he went to bed. There are some hadiths related from the infallible imams in that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sleep on his right side with his right hand, just below and beneath his, just under his face. At the same time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam detested oversleeping, and it indicates that oversleeping isn't good for our health. At the same time, whenever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, he performed prostration. He prostrated himself in the direction of Mecca before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to praise God for the opportunity and for the grace of living a good, a tranquil life. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The etiquette of sleeping. Know how to react when having a nightmare. Dear friends, dear listening of IRIB English Radio, this is the continuation of today's special. We're speaking about knowing how to react when having a nightmare. Having disturbing dreams and nightmares are common when sleeping, but they can still be pretty scary. It was reported that the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Good dreams comes from Allah and bad dreams comes from the Satan. If any one of you sees a bad dream which makes him afraid, let him seek refuge with Allah from its evil, then it will not harm him." Other etiquette of sleeping is avoiding oversleeping. There isn't a certain number of hours you are forced upon to sleep. Most people sleep 5 to 8 hours, but some people can function fine with less and others need more to properly work. However, sleeping longer than needed and missing your prayers because of sleep is not permissible. Create a sleep schedule and stick with it so that it allows you to wake up and fall asleep at a certain time.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long, make me strong.
Hygiene of sleep. Regarding the best time for sleep, it is evident that night is the best time for it. It is not a question for mere custom that people work during the day and go to sleep at night. Nature itself seems to have made the daylight hours especially suited for work and nighttime for sleep and rest. Departure from this natural order causes greater strain and results in ill health. The proof of it is that watchmen and cinema stars' nocturnal work and consequent daily sleep produce a deleterious effect upon their health. Sleep interferes with metabolism and stimulates the power of assimilation. Prolonged sleep is accordingly injurious to health because it favors the absorption of foul vapors. That is why prolonged period of sleep depresses an individual instead of refreshing and invigorating him. The advisability of alternating short periods of rest with short periods of activity is less clear. The example of Holy Prophet is the best ideal in this respect. He generally went to bed early and got up a little after midnight for offering prayers, taking a nap again in the forenoon.
Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. He says, "La yanamu al-Muslim wa huwa junub." A Muslim should not sleep in the state of junaba. "Wa la yanam illa ala tahur." He should perform wudu and have purity before sleeping. Why? "Fa'in lam yajid al-ma'a falyatayammam bis-sa'id." And if he does not find water, he should perform tayammum. Why? "Fa'inna ruha al-mu'min taruhu ila Allah ta'ala." فَيَلْقِيَهَا وَيُبَارِكْ عَلَيْهَا. Because the soul goes to Allah at the time of sleep. And Allah meets the soul. فَإِنْ كَانَ أَجَلَهَا قَدْ حَضَرَ جَعَلَهَا فِي مَكْنُونِ رَحْمَةٍ. If, when Allah meets the soul, if its ajal, its time was up, He will take that soul. And He will put it in its mercy. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَجَلَهَا قَدْ حَضَرْ بَعَثَ بِهَا مَعَ أُمَنَائِهِ مِنْ مَلَائِكَةٍ يَرُدُّوهَا فِي جَسَدٍ. But if its time was not up, then Allah will return that soul to the body guarded with the angels. So again, from verses, from narrations, we discover that sleep is a minor death. The soul departs the body at sleep, but then it comes back again.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. I mean, sleeping in the view of Islam. Thank you very much for joining us. Till another episode. Fi amanallah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a beautiful maxim from the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible heir, Imam Ali al-Naghi al-Hadi, peace be upon him. Buffoonery is the amusement of the fool and the action of the ignorant.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition, just narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding charity. The theme of this tradition is that every kindly act, every friendly act, every act of kindness that one performs is actually considered an act of charity in the eyes of God. It's not necessary for charity to be in the form of money that one gives to a poor person or a needy person, right? Or even food that one gives to somebody who's needy and worthy of it. Rather, charity can come in many other forms. This hadith begins in this way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Verily, every single Muslim is to give in charity every single day." When asked who would be capable of such a thing, people asked the Prophet, how can it be possible for a Muslim to give charity every single day? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, your removal of an obstacle from the road is a charitable act. The Prophet then begins to mention other things that can also be considered charity. It's not necessary for a person to give money every day. If somebody would do that, he would become bankrupt very quickly. That's not necessary. A person can give other things, do other things, and reap the same reward as he would reap if he had given money in the path of God. He could remove an obstacle from the road. Let's say that there's a big rock on the road that, you know, if not removed, could hurt somebody. Removing that rock is a charitable act. You're guiding someone. The way is a charitable act. Let's say that there's a blind person and he wants to cross the road. And there's an old person, an old woman, an old man. He wants to get to the other side of the road. Take his hand, lead him to the other side. This is an act of charity. Your visiting the sick is a charitable act. Let's say that somebody gets sick, right? Not necessarily bringing the sick person something to eat, some soup to help him get better. No, just visiting the person, meeting him, seeing him, you know, condoling him, you know, and wishing him that he gets better, this is a charitable act. Your enjoyment of good to others is a charitable act. Telling people to be good, enjoining, doing amr bil ma'ruf to them, you know, encouraging them to be good, to pray, to fast, this is an act of charity for them. You get the same reward as you would have if you had given some money to a poor person. Your forbidding others from wrongdoing is a charitable act. You know, doing nahi anil munkar, preventing them from sinning, telling them that this is what you're doing is wrong, you shouldn't sin, you should be good, this is also a charitable act. In the end of this tradition, the Prophet mentions a very easy act that all of us can do, and we can all get the reward of charity every day. The Prophet ﷺ says, and you're returning the greeting of peace is a charitable act. Raddu salam. If somebody says salam alaikum to you, replying to their salam, saying wa alaikum as-salam to them, this is a charitable act, meaning you get the same reward that you would have gotten if you had given money on the path of God. So we can do these various things and get the same reward that we would have gotten if we would have given money on the path of God. And we should do this, as the Prophet said, that every single Muslim is to give charity every single day. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. May inshallah Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Habibullah Faseezada again with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School.
Students, especially
students of Sevier International School. Thank you so much. Welcome, brothers, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. Inshallah, we'll go and continue Surah Al-Tariq. Now, Muhammad Yahya, we all will repeat all ayah, okay? Do not find the mistakes, okay? Do not fix the mistakes. Just let's see who recites the best. So, Muhammad Yahya.
وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى.
Mu'min al-Hussein.
وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى.
Mahdi.
والذي قدر فهدى.
أحسن هادي.
والذي قدر فهدى.
هادي recited the best because he focused on the.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah. قدر.
قدر. Yeah, I forgot.
رانو. را.
I understand.
والذي قدر فهدى. That was correct. Muhammad Yahya, next ayah. Listen up. Listen to the next ayah. It has a mad as well. Okay. Walladhi mad.
Walladhi akhrajal mar'a.
Ahsan. Minha al-Hussein.
Walladhi akhrajal mar'a.
What was the mistake here?
Mar'a. He said mar'a.
Akhra.
Akhra. Mar'a.
Again,
listen up. Listen to him again.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
Yeah, you, me?
Yeah.
Me,
yes? You, you.
وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى.
When you get to خَ, then, okay, elevate it. Yeah. Not أَ.
أَخْرَجَ.
Look at me.
أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى.
Recite it again. Listen to him again.
وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى.
أحسن. That was good.
Mad.
He will fix it, inshallah. Mahdi.
والذي أخرج المرعى.
مد.
هادي.
والذي أخرج المرعى.
Okay, who said the best? Teacher.
والذي أخرج المرعى.
Who said the best?
مهدي.
And next, me.
You didn't stretch the mud.
I stretched.
You did, but he didn't do it.
So?
Okay, so next ayah, Muhammad Yahya.
فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى.
أحسن.
فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى.
Sir, he said غُثَاءً.
Sir,
I said غُثَاء.
He got two mistakes. Yeah, he got two mistakes.
Yeah,
one.
The word is like غُثَاء. Like, there's a chance when the alif is at the end, they sometimes say عَ.
Yeah, you don't have to say عَ, okay? One. غُثَاءً. Then, next one. جَعَلَهُ. واو مدي. You see a small wall? Baby wall? Okay, that's a baby, okay, but you have to pay attention to it, okay? Otherwise, it will cry. It cries out, okay?
Yeah.
Cries out. So, now my editor.
Listen to him again.
Oui.
Minhal?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yes. فَجَعَلَهُ
فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى.
Yeah, sir.
He said a little bit of a... Fix the mistake.
Mahdi will fix the mistake and recite.
فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى.
أحسن. MashaAllah. That was nice.
فَجَأَلَهُ
What?
He helped you, okay?
What?
فَجَأَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى.
Pay attention.
Okay. So, see who recited this?
He made the third.
Let me finish it.
He made the third into a scene somehow.
Okay. One, two, three, listen to me. فَجَعَلَهُ
غُثَاءً أَحْوَى.
Muhammad Yahya and Mahdi.
No, you are the best.
No, I'm not counted, okay? You don't count. Well, so next one. Al-Qaladir is okay. Sanuqo.
Li'uka
fala tansa.
Sir, don't help.
Okay, Allah.
Yeah, what?
Sanuqri'uka fala tansa.
Ahsan. Min halo say?
Sanuqo. أقرئك فلا تنسى.
أحسن مهدي.
سنقرئك فلا تنسى.
Okay, great. هذه.
Me. سنقرئك.
Again.
Me or who?
Again.
Don't help.
One.
Okay.
Two.
سنقرئ
سَنُقْرِئُكَ
فَلَا تَنْسَى.
Sir, it's actually, it's kind of hard because the qaf is a qalqala.
Yeah, you have
سَنُقْرِئُكَ
kind of hard for other people. Okay, who
said this? سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى.
I'm the only one that paid attention
you
for
all
the
recited well. You all recited
I
well.
I paid attention for the
I was focusing on qalqala and you did it well all. Okay,
I
that was good. All are the best this time.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Next one.
Focus on القلقلة.
إلا ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله مهدي محمد يحيى. ما شاء الله.
إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر ما يخفى.
You don't have so, the he didn't pronounce the wow.
No, it's too long.
So, Min Hussein?
Sir, I'm gonna read it slowly.
That's cool. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But so keep connected the words. Okay?
Yeah, sir, here didn't the
medicine. Okay, listen to him.
إلا ما شاء الله وإنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى.
Recite it till ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. No.
Yeah, you said this.
In Farsi as well, you say ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. This is ما شاء الله. The same ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. من هم say ما شاء الله.
ما يخفى.
Listen to him. Up to ما شاء الله. Okay. Go on.
Read.
Recite it.
Illa ma sha Allah.
Okay, what you is have this here? One alif.
Ma sha Allah.
Okay, innahu ya'lamul.
Innahu ya'lamul.
So what are you doing with him?
Wa ma yakhfa.
There is one thing, respected brothers and sisters, as you're hearing us, listen to this important point.
Yes,
listen up.
Listen.
Okay. Listen, Minha Hussein, especially you, have to listen. Okay, sometimes, look, we recite the Quran, but we add some letters from our own. We don't have to do it.
Yeah,
you take out some letters from your pocket, okay, and put them there, and recite, okay?
It's like pocket.
You don't have to do it.
Either for us.
And also, okay, there are some letters, okay, that you just pick them up and put them in your pocket.
It's like when you have enough money to buy something, but then you just bring out more pocket money, and then you just give it to the guy.
Just don't do it, okay? Don't
give
do it,
the
okay?
money you need.
Do not add the letters and do not omit the letters, okay? Understood? Mm-hmm. So if it is ya'lamu al-jahra, say ya'lamu al-jahra. If it is masha'Allah, don't say masha'Allah. Hamza is there, okay? Do not omit it. Okay, Mahdi, recite it. Mahdi, yes. Recite it.
Wait, who, me?
Yeah, you.
Mahdi. I'm Mahdi, or you?
Illa ma sha'Allahu innahu لم الجهر وما يخفى.
You should stop here.
No problem. There was one mistake. إلا ما شاء. Is it إلا ما شاء الله or إلا ألف ألف ما دي من
حسين. I actually realized.
Okay, let Hadi has the chance to be the best. Come on.
Yes, come
what,
on.
What?
Come on.
You have the chance to be the best.
No, I'm not. I can't read this. I can't.
One, two.
So,
just try.
إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر جهر وما يخفى.
أحسن. Okay, that was
the problem. Yeah. You added the met to each of the letters.
That was the best.
Who was the best? Hadi.
إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى.
أحسن. من هنا حسين.
ونيسرك لليسرى.
من هنا حسين. Look at me. Say no.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now connect the ya to sin. Yes.
Yes.
No. Yes.
No. Yes.
Se.
Se.
Ro.
Ro.
No. Yes. Zero.
No. Yes. Zero.
Ka.
Ka.
No. Yes. Zero. Ka.
No. Yes. Zero. Ka.
No. Yes. Zero. Ka.
No. Yes. Zero. Ka.
Okay. Now recite it.
No. Yes. Zero. Kal. Kal.
Kal. Do not join it with law.
Oh. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى.
أحسن. If there is a tashdeed, okay, pay attention. Because it makes it difficult, okay? So if it was, if there was no tashdeed, you would say, no, ya siruka. That was easy, yes?
No, yes.
But because of tashdeed, it makes it difficult, okay? Pay attention.
It makes for the ra and seen difficult.
Yeah. So, Mahdi?
ونيسرك لليسرى.
أحسن. هادي.
Oh, sorry.
So he practiced with me. Like
that was good.
ونيسرك لل
كليل. كليل. Yeah, do not join.
Zor what?
Do not join ka with okay. lam, okay? Ka lil.
Individually.
Okay. Yes. Sir, can I read
like this? Ha di. Had di no.
Had di. Had di.
Like ha di. Why you not?
Oh, no.
Where?
Here.
You were there, okay? In Qom City.
Why you nasiruka lil yusra?
That was the best. If he was saying no yasiruka, but he said you nasiruka.
Okay, who is the best now? I'm not because
I was the best.
No, you all are the best, okay? Except the noon that you didn't say.
Yes, sir.
So, who said the best?
Of all are the best, really.
By voice.
Yeah.
I want to know.
By voice, let's see.
You are, but Tajweed...
I want to say Tajweed.
وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. Okay, next ayah. Let's recite the next ayah together, okay? Then inshallah we'll get back and continue. Okay, just this ayah together. One, two, three.
فَذَكِّرْ إِن
نَفَعَتْ الذِّكْرَى. Mahdi recited once. We'll repeat after him, then we'll
finish.
Mahdi recited. Inshallah, we'll come back.
فَذَكِّرْ إِن
recite.
Baba, recite.
Sir, I don't know this.
Baba, recite.
Yes, you can recite the pages as you practice.
Okay, Baba, recite.
He practice Baba. Now and you recite.
So, yes. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will come back and practice them. Okay, but before we have to, before we finish, we have
we
to give thanks.
We should thank Mama Dehaya Jafari.
Yeah, all of you. IRIB English Radio and Sever International Schools Network. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. God bless you all.
Allah.
Let's recite a salawat. We will get back after reciting a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي
Brothers and sisters, previously we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. وَحَبَسَنِي عَن نَفْعِي بُعْدُ أَمَلِي. O Allah, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. We explained earlier in the previous episodes that how these high hopes act somehow as barriers for the human beings from reaching true salvation and true meaning of servitude. How the infallible Imams have said that unreal hopes are like mirage, because you are deceived and you wouldn't reach it. You would get hopeless after you thought you've reached it. Of course, we do not claim that human beings should not have hopes, because positive hopes like salvation in this world and hereafter, like serving Almighty Allah and serving His servants, and leaving useful works actually generation after us, are really excellent hopes, because they help us reach salvation. These high hopes are only seen as barriers when they are limited to the material issues, and when they somehow surpass and exceed the required amount. That is the time when they remove our security. That is the time when they remove our calmness, and as a consequence, they bring about stinginess, they bring about greed. And as a result, they make us forget Almighty Allah and hereafter, and ultimately depriving us of worshipping and obeying the Almighty Allah.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Throughout our traditions, the infallibles have warned us about how these high hopes might stop us from reaching the station of nearness to the Almighty Allah. In order to become free of this deadly captivity, somehow it might be useful to contemplate on the previous generation's lives. The Holy Quran, in different occasions, has recommended us to think about what happened to the previous generations. Somehow it might be good for us to get free of this deadly captivity if we attend some religious gatherings, if we ponder about the Holy Quran and the signs of the household, and we somehow read historical books. If we visit the cemetery once in a while, we wouldn't be neglectful of what awaits us in hereafter. We wouldn't be neglectful of what we have sent as provision into the next world. Before we finish our discussion on this part of the Kumail supplication, let us have a look at a strange account. The great Iranian poet Attar Nishaburi narrates that one Hasan Basri, was going somewhere when he reached the river of Dajla and waited there. Suddenly, one of the pious people of that time came and said, "My teacher, why are you standing here?" Hassan answered, "I'm waiting for a ship." The man said, "You have taught me not to be jealous of other people and not to have high hopes, so that my desire for this world become little, so I can then walk on the water and cross it." Then this man walked on the water and crossed it. Seeing this, Hassan fainted. When he was conscious, he was asked as to why he fainted, and he answered, "He has learned this knowledge from me, but now he reproaches me by walking on the water. If on the last day, if in hereafter, I am ordered to pass the Sirat bridge, and I am incapable of it, what will I do?" Then he asked the man, "How could you reach such a position?" And he replied, "O Hassan, I whiten my heart, and you blacken the papers." So Hassan said, "My knowledge benefits others, but not myself." So a true wayfarer has to take this fact into consideration, that these high hopes have a kind of negative and positive aspect. They are useful until they make us continue this life in order to reach salvation. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We'll move on to the next part of the Kumail supplication in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Thank you. log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islam, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.